Here's a check on stores we're following for you today on Robert Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, a mostly cloudy day today. Again, chance of showers 65 to 70. We'll get the full details on our forecast in just a few minutes. A reminder, Sharon has rescheduled its Friday's vote on the Comcast Internet plan. They have to rechange the language to make it legal, but that town meeting is still on Friday. It's just the Comcast portion of it will be held at another date. So the town meeting is still scheduled for this Friday. It'll still be held. There's two other items that are on the town vote, but the Comcast proposal will be tabled this Friday. Terrible story out of Massachusetts. A triple fatal near the state line, which closed Route 7. Three people from Connecticut died and five were injured, including two drivers, on Tuesday morning in a head-on crash just north of the Connecticut state line at North Canaan. Sheffield, Massachusetts police chief said, based on preliminary information, a minivan carrying seven people collided at about 5:30 in the morning with a pickup truck near the intersection of Pike Road on Route 7, 2 miles from the state line. The minivan was carrying a group of people of Indian descent who are not U.S. citizens, according to a spokesman for the district attorney's office in Berkshire County. The van was headed north towards New Hampshire. A language barrier was challenging the gathering of more information. The driver of the pickup truck is from Sheffield and was headed south to work. His injuries were described as not life-threatening. Both vehicles were heavily damaged. The driver of the pickup truck and the minivan both survived and were taken along with three other survivors to area hospitals, including the Berkshire Medical Center by EMS. Well, in Connecticut, representatives of local governments and school districts are asking the state to allow the use of federal coronavirus relief funds to help finance upgrades to improve school quality in the air. Governor Ned Lamont and Republican gubernatorial candidate Bob Stefanowski said they are both open to the request from the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities, Connecticut Association of Boards of Education, and Connecticut Association of Public School Superintendents. In a joint appeal, they urged Lamont and the State Department of Administrative Services to lift the prohibition of the use of the fiscal recovery funds from the American Rescue Plan Act to pay required local matches for newly established state grants to install, replace, or upgrade heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Well, a sure sign that winter is on the way, roads to the summit of Mount Greylock will be closed this Sunday. Roads to the summit will close for the winter at 3 p.m. on Sunday. All vehicles must leave the mountain by that time. The lodge located at the summit has already closed. There are no services available at the summit. At over 3,400 feet, Mount Greylock is the highest joint in Massachusetts. From its peak on a clear day, you can see as far as 90 miles away. The roads and the lodge will reopen in May of 2023. Some meetings going on in our area today in Sharon, the Planning and Zoning Commission at 5 p.m. In North Canaan, the ZBA regular meeting at 7 p.m. Region 1 ABC Committee has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. In Sheffield, the Planning Board has a virtual meeting. That happens tonight at 7 p.m. In Northeast New York, the Planning Board at Town Hall at 7:30. A reminder, visiting nurse and hospice of Litchfield County, holding clinics throughout Litchfield County for anybody 18 years and older for the flu. The next clinic will be in North Canaan at the town hall on Friday from 1 till 3 p.m. Meanwhile, free soup suppers are back. They'll be held once again Friday, once a month. This Friday, 28th, is the date. Pick up at Salisbury Congregational Church Library Street side door from 3 till 5. You must pre-order by the end of the day today at 860-337-2470. Midday music and meditation at Salisbury and Congregational Church is back for their monthly midday music and meditation Friday, November 4th from 12 until 12:30 at 30 Main Street in Salisbury. Bingo for Education is also back. They'll be honoring the late John Allen November 4th in Falls Village. To make a donation or scholarship fund to the 2023 applicants to donate items for the bingo event on November 4th, or more information, fallsvillagescholarship.org. Bunko fundraiser for the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary will be held on November 4th at 6:30, sponsored by the Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary. The Sharon Firehouse is the location. Doors open at 6:30. Playing starts at 7. $20 donation, half towards prizes, half towards the auxiliary fundraiser. Questions or more information, 860-364-0486 or 860-364-0292. Masks are not required, but they are encouraged. The annual town report in Cornwall is nearly ready to be presented to the residents. The Board of Selectmen acted at their regular meeting on October 4th to set the date for the annual town meeting and the approval of the capital expense plan. The in-person town meeting will be held Friday, November 4th at 7:30 at the Cornwall Consolidated School. A winter clothing drive and giveaway is November 5th. All Saints of America Orthodox Christian Church will again hold their winter clothing drive, taking place Saturday, November 5th from 9 until 2 at the church, which is located at 313 Twin Lakes Road in Salisbury. It may be donated and dropped off at the church at any time between now and the first week of November. For more information, 860-824-1340. The DM Hunt Library Nature Talk, Matson, Connecticut, with Master Wildlife Conservationist Ginny Apple, will be happening on Saturday, November 12th. More information at the DM Hunt Library's website, huntlibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day today at 31,836.74. The NASDAQ at 11,199.12 and the S&P 500 at 3859.11. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.